just couldn't get me hard.
They said my dick is small. Bow, bow, dun, bow, dun, bow, dun, bow. Dun, dun. And my balls are too small, too.
They said my penis could not get hard at all unless I looked at a man.
They said my dick is small. And my balls are too small, too. That's how it's supposed to sound.
They said my dick is small.
They said my dick is small.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And my balls are too small, too. And I could not get hard. Unless I was looking at men.
At dudes. And I've never had a hard before.
Because my,
I fucked a man.
Because I am gay.
My little ass fucking dick is small. And I can't get hard.
I cut my penis off.
I took my penis out. Bow, 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 wow. And everybody started laughing at it.
Oh, yeah.
This song rocks, dude.
They said my dick is small. And my balls are too small.
Hold on.
All right, we got 7 seconds.
They said my dick is small. And my balls are too small, too. I am gay. I only get hard looking at a man's guy. Okay.
And I want to see a woman's pussy. Psych, no, I don't.
I want to see a woman's pussy. Psych, no, I don't.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
That's great.
In the studio.
Back in the fucking stew.
Back in the mix.
And I need to fuck a man's soft ass.
And I need to suck a man's penis. And fuck his mouth.
Boom, 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 boom.
And I am gay. I can't wait to get fucked in my ass. Fuck. And let me suck his
dick. Let me see his balls.
Let me chug his dick.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He put his dick straight through my eye.
I want to kill myself using a man's penis.
I want to suck his dick. I want to suck his ass.
Yeah, let it ride, man.
Woo! Thank you! Thank you, Edinburgh! We are the White Stripes!
We are the White Stripes!
We are the White Stripes!
The White Stripes from Chicago!
It's so good to be here in London, Edinburgh.
In London town!
In London, here, visitor, babe, to play the music! To play a music picture show. We are the White Stripes from Chicago town.
We have a slideshow of pictures of us doing the things in the song.
Boo. Boo. Play the music. Stop showing us you fucking a bunch of guys. We were going to take a little break from the music to look at the slideshow.
It's an experimental type of music.
Well, it's actually pictures of gay pornography.
You've got pictures of us.
Stop.
Together.
You guys suck.
I am Jack White and his name is Franz White.
It's supposed to be a girl.
And one of us has the small penis and the other has the big one. And we stuck into each other like nesting dolls.
And I want to suck a man's hard dick and fuck his ass.
And I want him to fuck me right through my eye.
And I wish he'd make me wear makeup and a pretty dress.
And I want to bring my own dress. While I'm getting raped.
I want to get a really nice lace dress and then get raped.
I want to make my own dress to my rape.
My dick is small.
I'm going to make a dress and then get raped in the dress that I made.
Where's the real white stripes?
We're doing tiny voice. We do a tiny voice and we sing about making dresses.
I paid $85 for this.
Yo, you remember the special poetry jam?
I don't.
That video of like the special education. Well, I guess they're just kids with debilities, but
no.
Disabilities.
That's not the same thing as Eli, is it?
No, that's different. That's the that's.
Don't point the knife at me.
Yeah, Nick's got a fucking sweet knife. Dude.
I got a big
He's
ass.
He's been holding a knife.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty tight.
What kind of knife is that? What's the?
It's a Hanzo Kikitori.
It's a Hattori Hanzo.
A K bar knife.
Nice.
K bar. Mm-hmm. Don't cut the leather on my shit. Come on, dude.
Why?
Why? Those were free anyway.
Yeah,
you got them
matter.
From the
just
garbage.
You got them in the garbage.
No, I got them from the factory after I sent back the one from the garbage.
Yeah. In fact, what we should do is steal those from Adam. And we get free boots. You've had your fill of these. How
these
many
shoes?
Years have you had these?
They've lasted like 3 years. They're okay. Great.
Girls wear these now.
No, guys and girls.
No, Blundstones.
These are girls' shoes. No.
Guys and girls and Australian people.
No. Mostly girls wear
guys,
them.
Mostly guys Australian
have,
people.
Guys have knives now. They carry around a knife.
And no shoes?
Guys yeah. don't have shoes like
Flip-flops
that.
Flip-flops and knives.
Having yeah. said that, I would like them so you can't have them.
I thought you have boots.
I do.
You have nice boots.
I have size 6E.
Yeah, you got...
I have 11.5 6E boots. Perfect You're, for my foot.
You have size 6 boots, but they're
double
very wide.
D, double D boots.
You so. Got double D.
Yeah. They're true. They're 6E. I have E's, dude. I don't have double D's.
E-cup breasts.
I have E-cup feet.
Yeah. I'm going to titty fuck you between your feet.
You wish.
We're going to titty
I'm gonna put,
fuck.
I'm going to put my feet between your
him in his butt cheeks.
We're going to draw nipples on his ass and titty fuck him.
We made the prison guy tattoo nipples. Nipples on his butt cheeks. And now we're titty fuck.
We're gonna titty fuck his little butt.
We got
and
a
suck
wig.
His dick.
We got a woman's wig to put on his lower back. And we turn his butt cheeks.
Draw a smiley face on the small.
Of now
his
we
back.
Get our dicks up by his ass.
His ass is sucking on yeah. dicks. We are not gay.
We'd be tattooed Miss Piggy's face on his ass and got it a wig. And now we fuck his ass.
You know what I never understood? What was that? Was that a... There was that one video of the guy from jail who said he makes somebody toss a salad. Because you can't pretend it's anything but an ass. Do you remember that video?
No, I don't remember that.
It's like a guy who says when he's in prison, he makes guys eat his ass, and he's like, "You can pretend, you can't pretend that's anything but an ass
because you can't see it happening."
But to me, the gayest thing to do would be to fuck someone's ass or make him suck your dick, because you know an ass you could pretend is a pussy much easier than the other way around.
An asshole, yeah,
yeah, or it's just a woman's asshole as far as you're concerned.
Uh-huh.
That's just something I never understood.
That's
with that
right.
One
when
video.
I go to prison, I try.
I guess unless you...
The least thing you can do, the least gay thing you can do is to be penetrated in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Because otherwise...
Do you know that video? Have you guys seen
no,
that video?
No, I've never seen
the
that
guy
video.
Talks about tossing salad? Nick, it feels like you
no,
would have seen
I,
it.
I literally have no idea what you're talking
really?
About.
Really?
Was it from a Dateline NBC Locked Up type show?
I think so. I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what it is, but I just never understood that logic. If anyone at home knows, watch that video and see if you agree
with
me.
We could pull it up, dude. We have multimedia.
I guess I can look for it, but I don't remember even know how I would.
Oh, you got the aux cable?
Let me see if I can find it. Toss salad video. Tossing my salad.
And you go tossing in my ass. Toss my salad. Oh, yeah, it was Chris Rock had something about that.
Chris Rock said that?
You know what? It was a bit that Chris Rock... I think Chris Rock did a bit about this video.
The jail special a couple of months ago.
I wonder if I just did Chris Rock's bit without realizing it.
What are you going to do?
Not the HBO jail special. Oh, they showed it all. They were interviewing a brother in there. They said, now, sir, when a new inmate comes in and he wants some drugs, how do you initiate him? The guy goes, well, the first thing I do is make him toss my salad.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if
the guy's like, toss my salad? Well, what's that? God, well, having your salad toss means having your asshole eaten out with jelly or syrup. I prefer syrup.
Syrup?
I'm not thinking of syrup. And then the guy said, no, why must you go through all of that, sir? Why not just oral sex? And the guy goes, well, when a man's sucking your dick, he can pretend that's something else. When he's eating ass, he knows his ass.
I mean, that I just don't understand that man's logic.
How can he pretend?
A penis?
We don't need a death penalty. We got the tall salad man. See, if I had a choice right now between the electric chair or tossing a salad, I'd be like, so where you plug it in?
Damn. He would rather die homophobic. Than be gay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chris.
I don't know about that, Chris Rock.
It's time to cancel Chris Rock.
Let's cancel
for
him.
Being black. Now wait a second. So okay, I guess that was, but yeah, I just don't see what that gay prison man's logic is. You can't pretend
everybody's mad about cancel culture now. They didn't care about cancel culture back when they canceled Africa and made everybody
slavery.
Yes,
you're right.
Because they canceled being African.
They did.
They canceled your African identity. Fired from being African and made them get new jobs so they don't get any money.
That's true. Yeah.
You know they had jobs in Africa.
You don't know
how problematic the shit they were doing in Africa.
That's
was.
True. Do we have back? They the had day, Twitter back.
Oh,
then?
They were low key they problematic. Had jobs like,
witch doctor, Lord of the Coconuts, the guy that guards Donkey Kong's banana hoard.
I think they also had farmer and
there was a library builders. Made out of gold, I think. But
there was that one guy from
nobody
history.
Was using that shit. They were, back in the day, you know,
that's
Timbuk,
not what I've seen Timbuk, on some Facebook groups.
Timbuktu, they had the world's largest library, but none of those African guys would ever go there. So they got rid of it. That's my understanding.
Oh, that's interesting. I see. I didn't think that was the case.
Well, who got where to go then?
I would love to play.
It's not like they brought it with the slaves.
Imagine playing Oregon Trail at the Timbuktu Library.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Or Stregonona.
No, it was all homeless guys in the Timbuktu
just
Library.
Just jacking off. They had to close it down.
Yeah, they're like, these homeless guys keep pissing and jacking off.
Every great library in Alexandria. Everyone's having was jacking off in there. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. They burned it down because there was too much hobo jizz there.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't make a library too nice.
No.
I can't talk today. You can't make a library too nice.
Oh, yeah. We noticed. It's different than usual.
Yeah. Well, it's worse than usual.
And by the way, I gave you, maybe the problem is I gave you the box. I'm sitting on
I'm
the box.
I'm too relaxed off the box.
Adam was complaining about
Stav
the box.
Stav took my box. Actually, I was not complaining, but you most generously offered to take the box for this episode. And
you know what? I feel more alert. I have to keep my posture up.
Yeah, you look like pretty...
do you like this?
Yeah,
like
zoned in.
I'm fucking locked
in. It's going to be nice when we get a little trailer to do this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We're getting a little diva trailer.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, when we're on set and we don't want to come
out.
Yep.
That's
what
we're
going to
do.
I'm going to be throwing tantrums in the trailer.
We got the Kevin Spacey suck off a PA trailer.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to be doing the fucking podcast out
of. Why don't you send a boy in here?
Too many girls have been giving me my coffee. Send a boy.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a dressing gown.
No, you're not.
In my trailer.
You're going to be fully nude in a little corner.
Yeah, we're going to make.
Sitting on a box.
We're going to give you a little gibbon hat like a monkey. You have a little fez to wear.
Because clearly you're too comfortable. It's harming your participation. So we got to keep you uncomfortable. You're going to be soaking wet.
We're going to whip your nipples every once
That's
in a while.
Right.
Cage that hangs from the ceiling.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to be on a bed
and then
of
we have
nails.
A bobcat that gets to swipe at you.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I wish we had a bobcat. Adam listened to us completely.
In a cage over a pit filled with spikes. And then on either end, there's bobcats that swipe
yeah.
at him. And he has to rock the cage back and forth to mm-hmm. avoid the bobcats.
Because they can swipe through the
And
bar.
Every yeah. time you bomb... It lowers just a little bit.
Oh, I don't like pointies. You know I don't like pointies.
And then on the other side of the trailer, a little kitchenette.
Yeah, we're having fucking brownies and shit.
We have brownies and wings.
Oatmeal cream pies yeah. and shit.
Dressed up. We're eating Cliff Bars. We're ready for a day of hiking, but we're just going to get fucked up off ketamine and not
yeah.
go hiking.
We're just taking pills and fucking eating bacon in full, like, in $500 each yeah. worth of, like,
I'm covered in
gear.
Carabiners. And yeah. ropes. I got a canteen filled with fucking Nesquik.
Yeah, dude. The camelback of Yoo-Hoo. Just, no, we've got a camelback of Icy.
We're camping. We're on a camp.
I don't know. It sounds like it's just the three of us together having
Shut
fun.
The fuck up. You're going right. to piss off the bobcats.
If
we're trying
scary.
To enjoy breakfast. If, yeah, if they come over here and start hissing at me, I'm going to be pissed.
If I lose one more drumette to a fucking bobcat, it's your ass, Adam.
Ooh, raisinettes in an MRE. An MRE.
And that's when we need fruit.
An MRE.
Raisinettes.
And it stands for movie theater fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
In a box.
Yes, sir.
MRE's mm-hmm. Movie theater concession shit. Ready to eat.
Ready to eat.
You can't get boxes of candies anywhere but...
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Don't you can?
Imbecile.
Everywhere.
Literally. They don't sell it in that box
they
form.
They do go to fucking Walgreens.
Blockbuster.
What do you mean? They sell it in like plastic, like...
They got it in a box.
In bag form, I thought. Shh, shh, shh,
shh, shh. Okay. Go to a good grocery store.
Wrong. I'll be quiet.
Costco has it. Mm-hmm. Costco sells the... Like,
Costco's
a
got a way bigger than a movie theater.
They're big packs.
Okay.
I do love that giant peanut M&M's barrel that they have at
Costco. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Imagine how devastating that would be to have. Uh-huh. That's gone in 4.5 hours.
Yeah, I know.
and that's because you spent 1 hour like, no, I can't.
Yeah, I know. And fucking just being like, God damn it.
It'll be good. I'll put it. I'll put them in little baggies and I'll put it away.
I ate 35,000 calories again. I don't know how I did it. According to the science, I should be immune to corona by now.
Pardon me for a name dropping.
Go ahead.
But I met this girl, and she told me something that was very cool about okay. her family.
I actually know her, actually.
Her dad came up with the two yellow M&M. No, that was,
family
that's
made all
cool.
their money off the stinker.
Her dad came up.
Yeah, my dad came up with the shocker. So my name is Elizabeth Shocker, and my grandfather was the first person.
Worthington Shocker was the first man to
her
ever.
Dad came
George
up with
Templeton Shocker came up with sticking two fingers in the pussy and one in the ass.
And that guy's in the African American History Museum.
Who is?
George Templeton Shocker.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was black.
No.
Well, so who is the person you met?
Her dad came up with the M&M cartoons. He came up with the sexy green M&M.
Whoa.
The yellow peanut M&M and the red.
Wait. Sexy green was way after red
he
yellow.
He was in charge of the whole...
Does he have anything to do with caramel? Does he have anything to do with
I'm
the...
Sure, I'm sure he had the, his fingers on that. I'm sure he had his fingerprints all over that.
So is she rich off that?
I'm assuming that her family is rich. But when she said that to me, I was like, that's very cool.
Is she single? Can
I
fuck
it was
her?
A good, no, she
Because
had
I
a
respect her.
She had a boyfriend.
Because I respect those bloodlines.
But I will tell her that my friend... thinks you are of good stock.
Off the strength of those characters,
yeah.
I am offering you access to my penis, madam.
Yeah.
So if it ever doesn't work out with your boyfriend, you let me know.
Yeah, if you need a new consort.
If you need a new
gentleman
bow,
caller.
If you need a new bow, I'm here. And by the way, I guarantee you I've eaten more M&Ms than whatever joker she's fucking
oh,
right
I
now. Could.
I saw the size of him. You have eaten a lot more M&Ms.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
He was a slight gentleman.
So?
But yeah, I was very impressed by that brag.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I was like, that's cool.
That's cool. She's like, all right, you were name dropping for 45 minutes straight. She's like, all right, time to shut him up.
Yeah.
You're like, I was like, actually, my Bill de Blasio's son listens.
Yeah, yeah, actually,
what's up with Fort Bragg? They just march around and they're like, I have fucked 1,000 girls.
That's it.
My dick's big and I'm not gay.
yeah, that's exactly
good.
Right.
That's Fort good.
Bragg. I'm yeah. straight.
1, 2, 3, 4. I am not gay.
I have seen a lot of tits. I am basically bored of pussy.
I have gotten too much pussy. My dick is too big.
I have 100 PlayStation 5s.
I got PlayStation 5 before it came out. I don't even play it. It's still in the box. I've been too busy getting pussy.
I have a bunch of candy in my house. I have every flavor of Kool-Aid at my house. It's just the brags you do as a little ass
my
kid.
My family invented M&M's. Adam got to meet me. I met the girl who invented M&M's. Bill de Blasio's son is a huge fan of mine. 1, 2.
Fuck. Who else listens, Adam? I know you have a Rolodex in
it's
your
our
head.
Show?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
So are some celebrity super fans.
Mark David Chapman.
Yep. From hell. Richard, from heaven.
Richard Lopez.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons is a big fan.
Richard Simmons is a massive yep. fan. Big cum boy. He loves how rude.
Dude, I would love to spend some time with Richard Simmons.
I would love
Rosario Dawson.
She's Rosario Dawson is
she
legit.
Did
say,
she sent me a weird
fan.
DM. She's like, I can't say it, but like,
no, she did.
Yeah, she's like, your don't show is so funny. It's like, I'm so sick of these fucking trans people. And I was like, look, I
just
think you got
relax.
The wrong idea.
Yeah,
just,
you don't understand the joke.
They're just jokes.
Joking.
And she's like, what? So black people are supposed to be cool now? All this. And then she just kind of went into the rant from American History X.
Oh, I don't remember that. She when she DMs me, it's just her breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does that too. She sends me she videos said, of yeah, her she, naked masturbating.
She does that for me before.
She says, you know what? I can't stand these fucking ADL Jews. And I was like, listen, I'm going to turn the volume down. You can keep going, but
I'm going to be looking at those fucking yeah. breasticles jumping. I'm yeah. not going to be listening to your fucking yeah. mouth.
I want to know what the how much is the rent in your pussy? If I wanted to move in, quote unquote. If you catch my Tokyo drift. Were you in that, Rosario?
Do you know the people behind it?
I'm gay, my dick is small.
Can you introduce me to Vin Diesel?
Diesel listens.
I have an idea for him. Imagine seeing Vin Diesel at a restaurant and being like, look, this is a million and one shot. I'm a waiter, but I'm a struggling screenwriter. And I'm just two words. Fast 9. Think about it. Here's my card.
And if you guys do that yeah. without my permission, you if can expect a lawsuit.
You can
my
hear
friend.
From my lawyer, aka the knife.
That was my idea.
My lawyer,
I'm just calling dibs on that.
My lawyer, Franklin Dumachetti.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Frank Dusuck.
Frank Dusuck.
The best.
Oh, is that our wine?
The best brand name. Actually, speaking of brands, is there...
Oh, there is. There's a brand called Couchois de Rimas.
Couchois de Dream.
Cushy Dreams.
Oh, my God. I fucking love it, dude.
I can't get enough Cushy Dreams my damn self.
What? Yep.
If anyone knows, inside of my brain when I close my eyes, it's kind of like a Corona commercial, but instead mm-hmm. of beer,
it's a guy's cock.
It's
swimming.
A guy's cock, and then after the guy's cock, it's
behind, underneath.
Underneath.
Here's where it is.
His cock
is
a
his
nice
cock,
pre-roll,
but before his balls.
Before his balls.
There's a beautiful piece of high quality CBD from our friends over at Cushy Dreams.
CBD flower, not those stupid oils and...
No, what are you, a fucking
tinctures
pussy?
Tinctures and what are you...
What, you don't want to smoke? What are you, fucking a bitch?
That's... yeah.
Oh, on. I'm a baby. I want CBD gummies. No, you don't, bitch. You want to smoke the shit like Don Draper.
Yeah. It's
did
from
Don
the...
Draper ever take a tincture? No.
No.
Unless it was acid.
I think he took
and he was
acid.
About to get pussy.
Yeah.
But with Cushy Dreams, you can get pussy and smoke something.
You can get pussy and smoke something.
You will get pussy. How about
How
that?
How about that? You will get pussy. You're guaranteed.
Not you can. You're guaranteed to get
and if
pussy.
You don't get pussy when you smoke Cushy Dreams, the owners and operators of the brand will come over to your house and suck your cock personally.
Cushy Dreams is 100% flower grade CBD pure 100% ecstasy style. It's a product tested in a lab. In the laboratory, 100% Delta extraction 99.
It's government. And they got the shit that the government got.
They don't. They got the shit Obama smoked.
If you care about that shit, you're a fucking fag.
That's what Obama and Richard Branson.
That's not my opinion. It says that here
in the copy.
Yeah,
that's kind of fucked up of them to say. But look, it's their company.
It works
as long as the check's cash.
It works. All right. I don't care what is in there.
Much like Rosario Dawson showing us her breasts, but talking about...
Let's be
honest.
If you're smoking CBD, it's because you used to smoke weed. And now you're trying not to smoke weed. Or you have some kind of chronic pain or something.
Yeah.
Which I don't buy that.
No, I'm in pain always.
I mean, I'm sure it works, but I don't buy that there's people that are like... Well, when I found out I had cancer, I decided to do drugs for the first time.
Right. You've already done
how
the
do
drugs.
You we're supposed to believe that you just got cancer praying and like only fucking your wife?
Yeah. That's not who gets cancer.
No,
it's the wicked that get
the
cancer.
The wicked and the damned.
We know that you
And if you're amongst the wicked and the damned that used to smoke weed and now sort of are trying to go for a break for a little bit, but can't even fathom not smoking something that sort of reminds you of weed, you could do a lot worse than Cushy Dreams.
It works, you need the flavors.
The flower works. They got a bunch of strains. They got Ookie Wookie.
Ookie Wookie. I was being you one. I know they have Create.
Reliven.
Reliven's big.
Enjoyify.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Intensiality.
Mm-hmm.
Protege.
They do have Protege.
Yeah. They got a picture of Mozart on there.
Yeah. CushyDreams.com/cumtown. Fucking something. Cumtown.
Yeah, go to fucking
Cumtown.
CushyDreams.com/cumtown or
Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
I think it's Cumtown, but I don't know.
The code might be Cumtown.
Shut the fuck up, Adam.
Why? For saying what?
I bet you it's not. You want to bet $5?
No.
Why not?
Because I only bet on things that I could win at.
You might. So you're not confident.
You don't
then.
Think it's Cumtown 20?
I think it's Cumtown.
With Cushy Dreams, you'll be confident in bed every time. when you're smoking weed in bed by yourself, smoking cushy weed in bed, you won't even be able to.
What I use it for is I go to a lot of these parties with popular kids, right?
Yeah.
And they're smoking their weed.
Yes.
But I don't want to get too goofed.
Because your fucking dad's going to be mad.
I don't want to get too goofed because I got to get home by 11:15.
And if you break curfew again, you're going to get fucked in the ass by your parents.
I'm going to get sodomized by both of my parents. So that's why I just hang out with the popular kids, but I say, hey, I brought my own. And it's high quality CBD.
Bud.
It's my own. And no, you may not be sharing it with me because I'm afraid of the coronavirus.
I'm sorry.
And I know that I'm at a party with other popular kids and I'm breaking quarantine.
But
I will not be sharing
up
your
to
grass.
A point.
Yeah. I will not be sharing grass with you.
I think we should all smoke our own homegrown.
I'm smoking my own dope today.
Or here's what you really do if you really want to trick the popular kids. You buy actual weed.
Mm-hmm.
You roll them their personal joints.
Yeah, we all have personal joints.
And then you look like a baller.
And then
you're like, bro, we don't have to split anything. Everyone gets their own.
And then all the popular boys are too goofed up off of weed. And then things happen. And then we wake up next to each other. And then
yeah, you're free to take advantage of them sexually. Because they're high on the drugs you provided.
It's kind of a Cosby style situation.
You've got a clear, lucid mind thanks to the high quality CBD from our friends.
And it's like,
wait,
you think you're going to be the fucking all-American running back?
Not anymore. Now that you're a fucking
not
gay
anymore,
guy.
Now that you're gay.
Because I sucked your cock while you were
high. That's why you got to get...
Cushy Dreams, it just works. Right? And you want to smoke your CBD because you can.
Because you can. Again, one of the best slogans in advertising.
Here we go. All right, here's your copy. Smoke your CBD because you can. CBD-rich hemp flower. And I guess they're also telling me they got some shit called Delta 8 now.
Ooh. Damn, that's the shit the government got.
Which I don't know if they sent me. Well, I don't know what the fuck it is. But
that's what the operators use.
Hey, look, go buy it. Put it in your body. See what happens. Yep,
I want some of that Delta shit. You have some?
That's what women do with
cock.
Yeah. They're like, let's try this out. What is this? Chinese? Let's see how
this
feels.
That's what they do.
That's so what they do.
Oh, he's peeing. He doesn't know any better.
Yep, that's what they do there.
What?
He's pissing in my mouth.
This guy thinks. In my
is vagina. He just looking for a toilet?
It's just the guy pissing in her.
Interesting.
Three lines: private reserve, ultra premium, and premium. Every can size is an eighth. Each can is nitrogen sealed for optimal freshness.
Oh, I love that.
They got NOS in there.
They got that Vin Diesel style.
They got
NOS.
Fucking NOS.
You can mix it with anything else you like to smoke.
Heroin.
All right, here's
pussy hairs.
Black tar.
List pussy heroin.
Pussy heroin. Nice.
Listen
I'm addicted to pussy heroin.
Listen up, you fucking.
I'm hooked
loops.
On the shit.
Here's the desired effect. Six choices of strain specific flower cans. Relax. Okay. Peace, create, hustle, energy, or dream.
Wow.
And now some of these are.
That's great.
There's sativa in Indiana. Indica. Okay. Hybrids, daytime hybrids, nighttime hybrids. They got little day and night hybrids. So that's like, what is that, noon hybrid?
Yeah, it's like a sunset.
Kid Cudi, dude. Day and night.
And this, lonely stone. It's very CBD.
CBD at dusk.
Very important. It's very important to smoke the right time of weed.
Yeah.
If you smoke the daytime sativa at night.
Oh, you're in for a wild ride.
You'll die.
Yeah. You know? So make sure you get your dosage. Correct.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you get it right. Not to fucking get your shit messed up. Definitely spend some time on Arrowhead talking to guys with tool avatars to tell you which way to go. They got pre-roll CBD joints. Every pre-roll is 1 gram. Smooth rolls featuring optimal burn.
I love when the burn is optimal.
Oh, yeah. I love this little pre-roll. I'm not going to break up weed. And that's kind of like the using the fleshlight of fake weed is like putting it in a ball.
Get the fuck out of here.
If I'm like, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like sitting there smoking fake weed with cardboard cutouts of friends. Watching like a you know those cardboard TVs they have in furniture stores.
Yeah. Like in model
I used to want one of those when I was a kid.
Why?
The fake TV. I don't know, cause
throw
shit,
people off the scent.
Yeah, shit that was like fake or not. But I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty tight.
Mm-hmm. Like a fake VCR.
Because you know what? Yes.
More than the TV, I wanted the fake VCR.
Yeah, that like because it looked, because it was like a plastic box, and then you get there, you try and put your finger in it, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
I'm with you, bro.
And Adam, you can get those at cushydreams.com. And that's KUSHYdreams.com. And use promo code COMEDOWN for 20% off your first
You
order.
Owe me $5.
I didn't bet on
you it. But it was implied.
You owe him $5. Adam, you ever see this move? The IDF special.
Nick is putting he's bent
that's,
over.
That's how you castrate someone who's about
and
to sodomize
he's
you.
He's stabbing Adam from behind with the knife.
You swipe the
sort
knife.
Sort of like his reverse cock.
Yeah, you swipe the knife.
Sort of like the
your
knife
your
is coming out of his ass.
The Michelle Obama.
That's how she fucks Barack.
Mm. Yeah. She came up with that, and that's how she got into law school.
Law school. Okay. Well, that's the show, I think.
Cool.
All right.
Oh no, sorry. That's the read.
So come
I forgot that the show. Yeah, come dot town for shirts. If you like the show and you want episodes that are scripted,
right? Good, very good.
Yeah, we do.
Especially this week's.
This is sort of
and hundreds of episodes.
This is sort of just an idea of like, how if we just winged it, what
right.
would it sound
but
like?
But on Patreon, we now, really work
this
very
is like
hard.
Imagine us sober and writing down.
And really giving a fuck.
And every whole season, 22 episode run of scripted episodes of Cometown.
Yep.
which is what makes the show funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Is the planning and the effort.
Planning and the effort.
It would Stop's definitely
actually
be good.
Thin in the, on the Patreon episode.
Yeah. We're all our optimal
He's
types
got
of guys.
Abs, and I'm neurotypical.
Yeah, and I get pussy on it.
Come on, Adam. Some things are too fanciful.
Shut up, bro.
Some things are too fanciful.
Yeah, where the hell are we? The magic school bus?
Bitch, that's where you get pussy.
Adam getting pussy? Where are we? Miss Frizzle's classroom in here? I don't think so.
That's a really good one.
Come on, man.
That's an awesome one.
Just lie to them. Just tell them I get pussy.
Yeah, right, dude.
Is that Lizzie the lizard I see?
Yeah. Well, it must be, because if Adam's getting pussy, it must be Lizzie the lizard.
That must be Lizzie the lizard.
Because we're in PBS's The Magic School.
We must be hanging out with Carlos and Arthur.
Arthur the aardvark?
Back of the school bus. No, dude, yeah. Arthur, the fucking nerd.
The Jewish
oh, Arnold,
one.
You mean.
Arnold, yeah.
So, of course, you would know his name.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
named
you.
After Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, because he's you.
Yeah. No, he's
actually one of your friends.
He's one of my friends. Yeah. My friend from camp. One of my camps.
Arthur the hard R.
That's good.
Yeah.
The hard arc. The hard arc.
Arthur the hard arc.
Hard arc.
Patreon.com/cumtown
mm-hmm.
for more.
For
PBS's Come Time to be brought to you by viewers like you.
By penis like
It is
you.
Kinda like a telethon, honestly.
A never ending telethon.
You should be able to call in to Patreon to pledge.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
And then we could do like a little Jerry Lewis like telethon for
Should we do
dystrophy.
That? Should we do once a year a funding a Patreon drive?
Dude, we should honestly,
get our numbers up.
Yeah, we should not I said it, but we ourselves. Really should we should do a telethon for muscular dystrophy.
And
I would love that.
We can throw the number That's up
a,
on the board.
You get a Cumtown tote cool. bag if yeah. you donate $25 to muscular dystrophy.
That
research.
Would be cool.
That would be sick.
And then the whole time just bring people on to explain what muscular dystrophy is and not even let them get a word. In
yeah and be like you ever get pussy
from one of these guys so is that illegal because I would think that
what is the disease do to the pussy
does it make it stronger
I would think so.
Yeah.
It would at least feel cool compared to a regular one.
You ever
right?
think about calling it bustular
dystrophy?
Dystrophy.
Bustular dystrophy.
I would love to do a telethon.
telephone.
Yeah.
I I'll admit, what are we at? Halfway in here, I am starting to struggle with the box.
Yeah. Now, welcome to my life.
It would be nice to have a little
now you know what it's
lumbar
like
support.
Now I've done 6, 7
But you know what?
Why don't you guys
switch?
Stop. Don't point at me with
You know
the
what?
Knife.
I'm going to stand up. This is a new whole new world.
Oh, a standing pod?
Well, now I'm standing.
It does feel weird, right? When it presses into you.
The knife.
Stop it, dude. Don't press the knife into my hoodie. It's not funny.
Hard ass dick.
I won't do it. I promise.
Let me see that.
We got to go back out in the woods. It's nice. Huh? It's got a nice weight.
Yeah, it's got a nice
it.
Weight. Balance. Nice balance on it. Too.
It's fun. It. Hold on. I'm going to get you guys knives.
Let Thanks, me see. Dude.
Do you want the same one or do you want to look a little different?
The fella's knives.
It we says should, U.S. Army on it?
Yeah.
Is this the same one that the operators got?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a good weight.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want one of those?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll
we
get
gotta
one.
Go. We do need to go to.
They
the
got one
and
that says, "Yeah, they
up.
Got one that says the Marines." And then nice. I get one of you can get the Navy SEAL one, and the other one can get the Marine one.
SEALs.
You want the SEALs one?
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
get
yeah.
you that one.
Thanks, yeah. dude.
Sav, which one do you want?
I'll take.
You want me to get you a little Greek Army?
I
knife?
Do. I actually really.
Let
do.
Let me see if they have that.
Stop. Did you see the Tiger documentary?
I haven't yet.
There's part of it is that he got addicted to hanging out with the SEALs.
Really?
And he'd do their trainings and just get the shit beat out of him by the squad.
Seriously?
And it like fucked his career.
Nuh-uh.
He like sustained injuries and stuff from
That's
it.
Pretty tight. Damn. Tiger's probably never going to win again, huh?
He his did. He won the Masters.
I know. Starting now, motherfucker. Yes. What is this? I said again. Does that mean count the past?
Don't count him out, dude.
I don't know. His back is fucked up. He's not playing this year.
His back is fucked up from getting...
That's true. It's the coolest way to get it's your back fucked way. Up. Getting Waffle House waitress pussy.
Fucking dogs.
Fucking absolute hound
Tugging
dogs.
Some woof woof woof.
Oof, oof, oof.
It ain't nothing but my dick. I can't. It ain't nothing but a man's dick.
It ain't nothing but a man's dick.
Inside of my ass.
Sucking on his dick.
Wow. Well, I never seen a pussy when I sucked. And if I ever did, I would get scared.
Come on, man. That's disrespectful.
Well, I never seen a pussy and I ever did, I would get scared. The king? You mean the racist who stole everything?
No, that's bullshit, dude. That is
fucking
bullshit.
Fucking what's his face with the little mustache?
That is bullshit.
The gay guy invented rock and roll.
That is bullshit.
Lionel Richie.
Elvis.
What's his name? What the fuck is the guy's name?
Chuck Berry?
No, man. The little gay guy. Rudy Tooty.
Little Richard.
Little Richard. His name was Little Dick.
Yeah.
You tell me that's the guy who invented rock and roll. Thank you.
People don't say Elvis invented rock and roll.
He's got to be.
People
the king.
Say that he stole black music.
He's
but
the king
truth
of rock
is,
and roll.
When he was growing up in Memphis, he was essentially just a Wigger, and he only
wow.
chilled with black people, and he was about it. He was about that life.
You're
he wasn't trying
he's
to
Paul
steal.
Wall.
Yeah, he wasn't
okay,
trying to
well,
steal.
How about this? If he had a career like Paul Walls.
That was
Walls,
just what he was about.
Listen to me. If he had a career like Paul Walls, where he was
making
beloved,
grills.
Beloved, but yeah. a niche character, fine. But is that what happened? No.
No.
He got to be the best. It'd be like if he was if Paul
like,
Wall
it'd
was
be
the
like
biggest.
If he was Eminem.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's the I mean.
Except Eminem fell off after a while. But he definitely, in his prime, was way big as fuck. You could argue a little too big.
No way.
For his skill
don't
set.
Don't say that about the king.
I'm not a big Eminem guy.
Oh, Eminem, I don't care. Don't talk about the king that way.
Look, I used to love Elvis more than anyone on this podcast.
I know.
As a child.
Hey, oh, penis.
Can I see a penis?
Let me suck your penis.
Something like that.
There's a.
What's the song about a heart or whatever?
What? There's a lot of them.
Don't fuck my ass. No, that's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, that's Elvis.
Shut the fuck up. I don't like your tone with that one.
Come on, man.
Don't suck my dick.
That song's
my
like
little
93.
Fucking dick. So what? Shut up. No, yeah. The Achy Breaky. No, I just said that is the yeah. song I was just singing. Yeah. Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
Well, how's that one go?
Since my baby left me,
I fucked a lot of dudes.
I fucked a lot of girls.
And I sucked their penises until they came in my ass. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Good stuff.
He's the best.
Mm-hmm. You looking up knives, Nick?
I am. I'm trying to find you the right knife.
Thanks,
what
dude.
Kind of knives do the Greek army use?
This is where we're going to get stuff. We're going to get stuff of Greeks, like turkey carving.
Huh?
Greeks turkey
yeah,
carving.
Yeah, but we all
Greek
know.
Army, turkey carving.
I mean, we all know that Stavros is a draft dodger. And that you should be
that's
serving
true.
In the military.
That's true. I was drafted by the Greek army and had to fucking decline.
You renounced your citizenship because you didn't want to fucking fight for your country.
That's true.
Couldn't you have just sent them a picture of you and they would have been like, oh, never mind. You have to lose your citizenship.
Nah, dude. Well, first of all, I can get it back. I think it's just for the time
Wait,
being.
That's right. Our idea was to do an in the army now.
Yeah, that
about
would be
you
awesome.
Going to the Greek military.
So the way
in
it
the,
works.
In the R word now.
In the
in
R,
the
word,
R
now.
Word now.
So, yeah, I pretend to be retarded to get out of it. Mm-hmm. but they sent me to a special
oh,
school.
Oh, it's like the ringer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Super special.
I can't be in Greece for longer than 3 months in a year. Or I'll get arrested and they'll put me in the army.
Even at 32 years old?
At a certain point it expires, but I don't know when. I have to check.
Come on,
but
dude.
Yeah, because the whole reason I'm not in is because I'm not a full-time resident.
What is a Greek, like modern Greek military uniform look like?
Just regular camo
it
shit.
It just looks like regular camo shit?
Yeah, but with cool...
You like, have berets?
Yeah, we do have berets.
Berets are so sick.
Yeah. We do have berets.
Berets. I mean, the green berets got them, but I think every U.S. military person needs to get a different color
beret. I'm actually part of the pink berets of the guys that fuck the most.
I don't think that's what
it is. Yeah, no. I am. You can look it up.
Fuck. You get.
Check it out.
GetSuperLeaf.com/cumtown.
Okay.
And Super Speciosa instead of... Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to read that part. Super Speciosa is the name of the kratom.
Oh, my favorite.
And getsuperleaf.com/cumtown is the website that you go to get a special deal that legally I'm not allowed to tell you what it is.
Wow.
But it's
because
special.
I forgot. So legally,
it's such a good deal
that it's
that
illegal
anyone,
for me to write it down.
If we set it over on a podcast, that somebody would barge through this door and fucking kill us,
let
shoot
me tell
us
you
right
folks,
through the eyes.
Kratom will fuck you up.
It's
not a cure for anything. It's a drug that has snuck by. It is a real drug.
That's right. And that, while the fucking
that
FDA
looks like
is
vitamins,
snoozing.
So it's the best of both worlds. You're taking care of yourself, and you're ignoring text messages from women.
The only people that seem to care about you anymore.
Yes.
I like
the last four.
The last couple of them.
Let Kratom be the bridge that takes you over to the side of your life where you have no meaningful relationships instead of just a couple.
Zone out. And here's the thing that's nice about Kratom. There's no way there's any fentanyl in it.
Yep.
So you can... You are 100% safe. Just getting Kratom.
Yep.
You're not going to die.
You're not going to die.
They use safety standards created by the,
Kratom American Association.
Yeah. Kratom
which means
is
that it's
100%
safe.
Legal except for a couple of bands at the state level in backwards places like Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, Alabama, famously known from the movie Burning Mississippi, which takes place there, which is what they used to call Alabama.
Burning Mississippi.
Cross-burning Mississippi.
Yep.
Because Mississippi at the time was really chill place.
Sort of like Paris.
Kind of a San Francisco style.
Yeah.
Son, you basically in the Riviera right now. We're all sucking and fucking and saluting the black man.
We all love having sex with the black man.
We can't wait to desegregate the restaurants.
Yep. So,
how about Ratatouille? And it's a little mouse underneath the host hat, and he's like, "Make him sit over there."
Yeah. You don't keep them boy out of my section of the restaurant.
How about that?
Like, you can't.
Shit. Yeah, so the mouse is the racist.
Charles, you can't make people sit at that side of the restaurant. It's not me. There's a mouse on
the mouse. Food is so good, but it'll stop cooking if I let black people sit.
Why don't you just kill the mouse? Because Mr. Richard Gere trusted me with him. It belongs to
me. So the reason we have racism is because Richard Gere is gay.
It's because Richard Gere is gay.
And you can find all that out at getsuperleaf.com/cumtown.
Yep.
Home of the number one Kratom brand in the United States.
Super Especiosa.
Super Especiosa, a.k.a. Get Super Leaf, a.k.a.
It's really, really not confusing, which
it's
is good.
It's really good.
The brand is very streamlined.
It's really good.
You know
legal.
Something's good when it has seven websites and they can't decide on a name. Honestly, that is kind of true. If you're that bad at business, but you're still in business, it must mean that your product's good.
You got the puré.
Yeah.
You got the fucking good shit.
If you don't even have a name for your shit yet and you're buying ads on a
company. We think we're going to name it Super Especiosa or Mr. Leaf or Getting Pussy the Drug.
Getting Pussy the Drug.
GetFuckedUp.com /
Rockstar Powder. Is what it's going to be.
It's called Guy Fieri's Superpower Mix. Registered trademark. And we're going to check with him after.
We know Mr. Fietti.
Fietti.
Guy Fietti.
No, but they sent me some of this shit, and I tell you, I had a nice little week.
Yep.
Just and then a terrible
impossible
two
to reach.
Weeks.
Yeah, just wouldn't pick up the phone. Uh-huh. trying to get into the Harry Potter movies.
I'm gonna see if I can get through it this time.
I'm gonna see what they're damn about. At getsuperleaf.com/cumtown, where if you go now, you can get $20 million.
I like coming up on some legal 25x sativa or what's it called, salvia.
It's crazy.
And then coming down on some super speciosa kratom.
Yeah, and we're working hard on a salvia sponsor.
Yeah, so they
that would be awesome if we got a salvia.
They
sponsor.
Do all their shit's lab tested or something.
Yeah,
which means that some dickhead that went to school to be a scientist is now
couldn't
doing
get an actual. Job. Right.
So he wears a lab coat at something called like Earl's Dispensaries.
Yeah.
And he sits in the back testing
fucking kratom. And he said, this shit is good.
says, a guy that's stupider than most scientists, but smarter than you, says that this is good shit.
I'll take that.
GetSuperLeaf.com /cumtown. Slash cumtown.
Slash pussy.
I sucked a man's penis.
And now I can't wait. You can't fight him, Rock. Your dick is too small. Don't do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
They said my dick is small. And so are my testicles.
Yep.
Said my dick is small. And so are my balls. They're small too. I can't get pussy. Because my dick is too small. And now I'm gonna kill myself because I sucked the dick. I can't wait to kill myself.
And I wanna fuck your ass and mouth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah, stop standing and dancing.
Suck my penis.
Let me see your balls.
Damn, I wish we had access to like a go-kart track, maybe a block away.
That would be awesome. That'll
so
be
we would cool. do the show and then go
do a couple laps.
Do a couple
Come
laps.
Back, do the second one.
And then just spend an hour recapping who did what. I had him on that turn three, but
dude, okay. That's what we're going to do. The next time we go to a cabin, we're finding a place with a go-kart. Like,
there was probably one literally within a mile of where we were staying.
Well, let's find out.
But instead, we did cocaine and played Catan.
That was fun.
That was pretty
Stop
fun.
Stop was too. Getting pretty angry.
No, I was fucking being... I was
You're an angry
I'm
competitor.
A passionate competitor.
Yeah, he's passionate. Okay. Adam's a little fucking weasel.
Yeah, thank you.
He's like, I got nothing. Can I trade with you?
I win.
It looks like I win again.
I'm pretty good
Adam,
at Catan.
Adam fucking flirting with us to trade?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Not me.
Listen, you guys blocked me professionally.
This is my dick and balls. I want to get my balls sucked.
I want to get my penis sucked.
I was wondering if I could get my balls sucked.
Ringo, are you underwater and horny?
I'm good. I'm underwater and I'm good.
Quick, somebody get Ringo out of that tank full of men's cum.
Has anyone seen my penis?
Ringo. He's lost his penis. He's underwater, he's gay, and he's lost his penis. Someone call the police.
He's in the octopus's garden.
Maybe. Lady in red. All right. So, when does this new James Bond movie come out?
2021, this year, I guess we
found out.
Is
it 2021 already?
Yeah, it's 2021, brother.
Is Barack Obama still president?
Yeah. Yep. His best friend is.
Yeah. Imagine going into a coma in 2011, and you come out now, and you're like, just tell me that they didn't elect that black guy. And they're like, they did. And you're like, oh! They're like, bud, they followed it up with a Nazi. And you're like, all right, well, where are we at now? It's like, it's just a regular racist old guy. Like, I guess I broke even.
That's true.
I guess everything's kind of fine.
Everything's all right. I mean, nothing's really going to fundamentally change, I guess. And the Nazis will probably be back next time.
Yeah. Well, next they're going to elect a Chinese woman.
That
would
be
awesome.
That'll
drive the country insane. And then after that, we'll have Swearingen from Deadwood.
Yep.
That'd be so sick if he was president.
I just hope
the president after that will be Swearingen from John Wick.
Hell yeah. Yes. Hello, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Welcome.
The hotel guy? Oh, no, that's...
Oh, and one more thing. I'm going to need a picture of your penis. Why? Everyone has to give me a picture of the penis.
Here at the Royal, everyone must show me their penis.
It's Hotel Frank Dussac.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been getting into Harry Potter, but I keep getting the urge to do mushrooms and watch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. It's not good, man.
I've tried, never seen it.
I've tried so many times.
I don't know why.
To be a Lord of the Rings.
I just want to take mushrooms and watch
Lord
of
the Rings.
Rings
FAG.
I tried listening to...
to be an F.A.G. Tolkien.
J.R.R.R. J.Hard.R. Tolkien.
F.A.G. Tolkien.
I was in the car the other
day. Damn, I'm being a fucking imbecile.
I know.
I'm so glad I'm like brain damaged.
It's awesome. It's awesome because I remember 6 years ago, I was like, all right, time to fucking... Time to focus, get smart. There's a smart guy. Yeah. You got to quit all this childish shit.
You get late 20s and you're like, I should have a brain.
Yeah. And then
once you get nice, once you start getting settled into your 30s.
Fuck this. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. My dick is small. Fuck you.
I'm gay. My body's in pain constantly. And I'm doing even more drugs now. Right when I should be stopping, now is the time to... Because when you can feel that risk...
Ramp it up. Yes, you're playing with something now. Actual money on
that's
the table.
Really we were hanging at the Adams the other day, and someone put ketamine in the cocaine. And I didn't realize it initially. And so I thought I was dying.
I was just taking it silently. You're like,
I was
awesome.
Just chilling, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, oh snap, okay. I was like a little bit embarrassed.
Right.
Because if I had just died, like, I'm like, I hope I don't just like die in front of my friends.
Die like a fucking low key hangout.
Yeah,
just like not even a party, there. Just like at a guy's house doing a little coke.
Just sitting in his chair, just be like, excuse me.
Real quick, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Let me just close my eyes for a second.
Having to die politely sounds so gay, dude.
But I don't know, like, what the fuck else are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
You're supposed to die.
Scream, be like, fuck, no!
Yeah.
Give me some pussy quick before I die. I need one last little piece of pussy.
Yeah.
Man, we need to commandeer. The way cops, like, go out into the street.
Somebody
call
me a slambulance. I need to bring the slambulance here.
Yeah, if you guys see me dying, get on eros.com immediately. Yeah. Get me a fucking prostitute.
I need a VMT to do mouth and dick resuscitation. Yeah. Resuck me off.
Suck my dick. Let me fuck your ass.
Merrily, 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 I'm a fucking fan.
I'm a fucking gay.
I love it.
Dick.
Ouch.
Penis kick. Show me your dick.
Show me a penis.
Oh, baby.
I can't wait to suck penis.
Maybe I'll try to get back in the weed and watch a bunch of Looney Tunes.
Dude,
No. I'm saying because you...
Looney Tunes are good.
I'm stealing the idea from you.
We laughed at stuff.
Looney
way
Tunes
too much
are
for
good.
That.
It's a... Bugs Bunny is funny.
I'm going to get a bowl of Lucky Charms.
Bugs Bunny isn't funny. He's an asshole.
Yes, he is, dude.
He's an asshole.
Okay.
I'm feeling more of a Roadrunner kind of.
That's great too.
Yeah.
It's a nice bit that they execute well.
You know what's also good is the old bitch that owns Tweety Bird. The episodes that feature the old bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When she's trying to do shit. There's one where she's trying to drive her. She drives a Nash Metropolitan.
Mm-hmm. And don't they make her like a witch later on?
I don't remember
too?
Her.
Well, it's because you're a fucking idiot.
That's what they're called, right?
I was watching smart shit.
A Nash Metropolitan?
When I was that age, I was watching the McLaughlin.
Swordfish?
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I was watching Swordfish.
I was watching Swordfish, watching Hugh Jackman getting sucked off while he was trying to hack.
Code.
Yeah.
That is
the best scene in all of cinema.
It's close.
When John Travolta makes him get his dick sucked at gunpoint while trying to hack.
That's how he knows he's got somebody he can go to war with.
Also, John Travolta's wig in that movie is so funny.
I know.
That guy's been bald for like 35 years.
Yeah. It's pathetic, honestly.
His soul patch.
It's pathetic to hide from who you are. And honestly, I feel bad that I was doing it for so long.
I might. So yeah. I'll hit 2 years with the beard in, I think, May. And I'm going to go 90s goatee.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I'm going to get some khakis with like a cell phone belt clip.
Yes, dude. Just a fucked up supercuts haircut.
Yes.
Just like a comb to the side.
Just fucking an absolute, just like a red guy on like high blood pressure.
Start taking
pills.
Niacin and like just to turn red.
Just pissed. Like always like reading about military history and saluting people at McDonald's.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to become just a middle-aged fucking just piece of shit.
That rocks.
Start wearing a wedding ring and then just like hit on 17-year-olds. Yeah. But nope, I'm married. So
yeah, we're both just becoming.
What are y'all doing? Y'all looking for boyfriends? Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely, dude. Like, this hair really was the key to me becoming a fucking Greek fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Just you look more like yourself.
Thanks,
than
man.
You've ever looked before.
I appreciate that.
This is your best look. I keep saying
it. I can't. As much as people people get mad at the beard and say that you need to shave, wait till you see how mad they are about the 90s.
It's going to be awesome. Because people are thinking, well, it can't be worse than the beard. It's the man's got a gift for looking stupid. All right, believe me, he's going to figure out a way to look horrible.
It's going
to
look bad. You go sling blade on top, 90s.
Awesome, dude. And Adam will continue to be a coward who takes no risks.
You're just a boy.
Yep, I'm going to just
What are you going to do?
Me?
You need a look refresh, dude. You're not a chameleon at all.
What do you mean? I had that mustache for 2 years and then I shaved it.
No one remembers your mustache because
everyone remembers
we have
my
better
mustache.
Mustaches than you. Mm-hmm. So next.
That's bullshit.
Honestly, Adam, and I'm not even this to be rude to you, no one remembers your mustache.
All right. That is rude, but not
But
I
I'm not saying
I don't
to
even
be rude.
Need I don't even need anyone to remember it, you know? I need to remember that I was there and now it's gone. Yeah, I mean, for a look refresh, I think I'm going to just try to do more of a Western wear look.
Okay, see, that might be something for you.
I was thinking about getting a Western suit would be cool.
A Western suit would be great, yeah. A nice bolo.
Big 10-gallon hat, smoking a pipe.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I love when you're at the airport and you see those guys going
to
do business.
You need to take advantage of the fucking beard while you have it.
Well, with a Western suit,
I think.
That's why it's so hard to shave the beard, because it's like, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
You can't go back to having a
you
giant
put a lot
beard.
Of work into
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It, I mean,
by not shaving.
It would take 8 months to get it back to, like, you know, something close to this, where you wouldn't really be able to tell the difference.
Right, right, right.
But
it's not about that, though, man.
It isn't.
It's about the era.
Yeah.
It's about the era continuing. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. One of the biggest mistakes was growing a big beard, because then you can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very hard to get rid of it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. God knows how long I'm going to grow my hair out.
It's so funny.
I know. I want that.
Imagine if you shaved it now.
Oh, I can't.
It'd be demoralized.
I'd be like Samson. Mm-hmm. Somebody cut my hair. That's the way to hurt me. That's the only way to hurt me.
No, I mean, it would also just be like not worth it at all. You have a place you need to get to.
I know. I gotta get to.
There's no reason to grow your hair out to this length.
I've been allowing myself.
This looks great. I'll cut the mustache off.
I'll cut the mustache off because that grows back relatively quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I like that.
Maybe I'll just do that again.
Go Amish for a sec.
Why? Yeah, you go Chechen.
Go
Muslim. Yeah.
What's his name? Bevbatov or whatever the fuck.
Kotarov.
Yeah. Suck me off.
Suck me off.
Suck me off. Well, folks, if you enjoy the show and you want to donate money to the Muscular District,
patreon.com/cometown.
/cometown, you fucking goo-gootses.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.